Welcome, loving viewers, to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. In today's episode, we invite you to join us for this visit to Edgar's Mission, a heartwarming sanctuary for abandoned and abused farm animals founded by a group of Australians that care very much about our beloved animal friends. Located in Willowmaven in the state of Victoria, Australia, the sanctuary is named after Edgar Allan, a unique pig who had his first photo taken in the arms of Oscar-nominated actor James Cromwell, who acted in the 1995 Academy Award-winning film Babe, which is a story about a young pig learning to be a sheep herder. In fact, Mr. Cromwell earned an Oscar nomination for Best Actor in a Supporting Role as Farmer Arthur Hoggett in the movie. Babe, which won the hearts of millions around the world, was also nominated for 5 other Academy Awards. Mr. Cromwell, a champion of animals' rights, agreed to take the photo with Edgar in 2003 while visiting Australia in order to help raise awareness in the nation about the suffering of pigs in factory farms. Originally, Edgar was rescued from a factory farm to be photographed with Mr. Cromwell. However, after spending time with Edgar, Pam Ahern decided to found a sanctuary herself for him and named it Edgar's Mission. Ms. Ahern recently took time out of her busy schedule to speak with Supreme Master Television regarding about Edgar and Edgar's Mission.
Well, Pam, this is some pig.
This is some pig indeed. This is Edgar Allan Pig. He came into my life almost 6 years ago and he really did change it forever. An enormously handsome, dashing, debonair, charismatic, charming, witty, endearing. Need I go on?
Edgar was the one that gave you the inspiration for Edgar's Mission. Tell us about that.
He was. I mean, I can't help but get excited and smile when actually I think about Edgar, and I do tend to go overboard when I describe him in all those wonderful superlatives. But the thing is, and the inspiration that Edgar's given me, he really is no different from any other pig, except that now he's leading a life that all pigs deserve. It's because of everything that I've learnt from Edgar and because of everything I know about our society's treatment of animals like Edgar that I decided to start Edgar's Mission Farm Sanctuary. When he was a little baby pig, tiny little pig, about 5 weeks old, I used to take him for walks in our park. People would come from everywhere to see my pig and ask me, what's the go with the pig? And so then I'd start taking out leaflets about the plight of farm pig, and people would go away with a message and start thinking about pigs in their life. And it got me thinking that the best ambassadors for changing the way we think about farmed animals are the animals themselves.
Animals are innately loving, intelligent beings. When humans have an opportunity to interact with pigs, cows, chickens or other farm animals and experience their noble souls, their hearts will open up to a greater understanding and respect for all lives.
We can tell people about what happens to 5 million pigs every year in Australia, and it doesn't really register. But when they meet Edgar, this cute little pig wandering around, and we tell them that he would have been made into pork, ham or bacon, it really gets to people. And I think we can talk to we're blue in the face about facts, figures and all those sorts of things, but when you actually meet the animals whose lives we determine by the choices that we make, it does give it a personal level to people. We have become so removed from these animals whose lives that we determine, but when you come to Edgar's Mission and you get face to face with a pig and a dashing, debonair, charming one like Edgar, or our sheep and our cows and our chickens and our turkeys, it gives a whole new meaning to a ham sandwich or a roast turkey.
Since its beginnings, Edgar's Mission has had an affinity with the film arts and has housed quite a few movie stars. Film lovers are excited to come here and see 3 stars of the 2006 American film Charlotte's Web in real life.
And so you've got other pigs here too from Charlotte's Web, the movie?
That's right. We've actually got about 12 pigs here at the farm now. We have 3 movie star pigs, Alice Pig, Lily Pig and Daisy Pig. And they've actually got up this morning, which is pretty amazing because generally movie stars don't get up before 2 o'clock. But of those 3 pigs, I think Alice is probably the most amazing animal that I've ever met. For 4 years of her life, she was a factory farm pig. She lived in a sow stall. She had a step forward, a step back, and couldn't even turn around. She was picked to play the mother of Wilbur in Charlotte's Web.
After the filming was over, Alice was sent back to the factory farm that she came from. Fortunately, the story does not end there, as animal lovers from the movie's production company learned of her ultimate fate and came to the rescue.
She was actually going to be sent to the abattoir. Paramount Pictures found out about that and they were horrified. So that's how she came to live with us. And when she actually came to the farm was really the first chance that she got to take more than a few steps, see sunshine, smell fresh air in her life. And she's turned her life around. When she came here, she was terrified of me. She didn't like the food that we had. I mean, her world had been turned upside down. Now she hoofs all over the farm. She knows her name is Alice.
We'll learn more about Edgar's mission when we return. Please stay tuned to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring Edgar's Mission, a safe haven for farm animals. The noble residents at Edgar's Mission in Australia have become ambassadors for all animals. Founder Pam O'Hearn regularly visits various markets and stalls around Victoria with these adorable representatives, meeting people who have never made the association between their food and the lives of animals before. Edgar's Mission is also open to visitors, offering people an opportunity to meet loving farm animals face to face, some for the very first time.
This is Carly. She's been with us about a week and a half, 2 weeks now. A little lamb, some people found a bottle reared her, then they found that they couldn't look after her anymore. So she's been with us here for nearly 2 weeks now. We've actually put her back on the bottle because she was a little bit underdeveloped and she's taken to that really well. As things always seem to happen in Edgar's Mission, a week ago tonight, dear little lamb Twiggy came into our life. And poor little Twiggy, we didn't think she'd make it through the night, but that's Twiggy over there. Twiggy's doing much, much better now than she was when she came into us.
And so this little one over here, obviously it's a little girl, is it?
A little girl, yeah, a little Twiggy. She's actually sort of come up to us now, so she's starting to initiate contact with our species. Yeah, she's sort of, I think, quite confused. I'm not quite sure about this species, but that one, she may be okay. The one good thing was that she made it to Edgar's Mission, and yeah, she's put on so much weight. She's actually so thin when she came, she could not even stand. But now look at her, she's doing really well, and I think she wants a Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix is the universal language of love here at Edgar's Mission. Weet-Bix, all the species have them.
A favourite treat of all animals at Edgar's Mission is Weet-Bix, an organic cereal product.
You see, we have 60 sheep here now at Edgar's Mission, and pretty much all of them that have been here for a while know that we're the good guys. I'll feed them, so you can check them as well.
Pam, who do we have here?
This is Phantom Duck. Yes, Phantom. Phantom's a Muscovy duck. He's a male of their species. He was found on a public wetland. Someone obviously didn't want him anymore and they just let him go. And this happens quite often with ducks that people no longer want. They think they're doing the right thing and they'll just let them go at a park or somewhere. Because they're domestic ducks, they lack the skills to survive in the wild, and so it's a very irresponsible thing to do. Phantom got lucky because someone brought him here to Edgar's Mission, where he's one of our mascots and our ambassadors, and he likes to show people around the farm.
Besides providing daily care for the animals, the staff members at Edgar's Mission also conduct outreach programs for the general public. Pam O'Hearn gives talks and presentations in schools around Victoria about the farm animals' stories.
And you're going into schools now and talking to the children. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a really exciting thing, actually, talking to children and getting to think. We're very, very mindful that we don't tell them what to do or what not to do. We encourage them to think and to care. It's called joining the dots, and it's getting children thinking about being kind and caring people and asking them, do your actions and ethics marry up with those principles? A lot of people in our society claim to be caring and kind, but their actions don't really reflect that. We get children to think about what they do and what they say.
In recognition of her noble efforts, Australians named Pam Ahern one of the 20 unsung heroes of the nation, and her photo is now on display at the recently opened National Portrait Gallery in the country's capital city, Canberra.
I certainly don't consider myself a hero, but the upside of that is that the Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd, and the past Prime Minister of Australia, John Howard, now know about a pig named Edgar Allan because the portrait went up there with a little story about who we were and why we got there. And my reason was that, you know, for championing the cause of farm animals. So I'm pretty excited about that, that they now know this pig has not only changed my life, it's actually changing things around the world.
What does it mean to us if we give up the meat-centered diet and let the farm animals live their lives in peace?
I don't want to eat my animal friends. It's the kindest, most compassionate, most empowering thing that anyone can do if they want to change the world and make it a better place for not only animals but for humans and the whole planet. The interconnectedness of humans and animals is just all around us, and we're actually seeing the warning signs of ignoring that with climate change, with the drought. How much water in Australia is used for the production of farm animals, and if we didn't do those things, we could have a lot more water, our resources could be better used, we could have a much more peaceful existence in the planet.
It is indeed exciting to see that more people are coming to realise the need to treat our animal friends with kindness and respect. May Pam Ahern and her farm animal stars win over the world with their shining nobility and love. Thank you for being with us today for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, stay tuned for enlightening entertainment right after noteworthy news. Wishing much happiness and harmony in your life.